I want to bring you guys in just for a moment and share a very special story about a song. I think one of the greatest things about being a songwriter is that we get to share what went into that moment. I'm Danny Gokey, this is Jess Cates, and one of the very first, actually the very first song that we wrote for my Haven't Seen It record is this incredibly special song called Wanted. And I remember walking into that room with expectation, a little nervousness, like, God, I need lyrics from you. I need words from you, because the lyrics from heaven, melodies from heaven can literally set people free in a moment, break things off their life that have hindered them. But something special happened that morning when God did something. He woke you up that morning, and this is the beginning of the journey of the song Wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like God woke me up at about 2 that morning. And, you know, one of those little whispers that says, hey, watch this movie, The Shack, which I'd wanted to see, but not in the middle of the night.
I love that movie. And I was actually in that moment reading the book that moment. So right away, like, I'm leaping like, okay, we're on to something right now. God's doing something bigger than we can see in the moment.
Yeah. And so I get there, you know, at our session and realize that, guys, I haven't slept very much, but I watched this movie and he had been reading the book. And I think that brought up some things we were talking through of, you know, here's a guy in the shack who God takes him back to a very dark, painful moment. And
he has to deal with it in that moment. And the hard questions come up. And I don't know about you, but I've been a lot of those moments. And immediately, when I get past the dark moment, or I think I get past it, I've noticed there's a lot of times I think I get past it, but there's this emotional residue that wears away at me that hurts relationships. And it affects my trust in God and trust in people.
Totally. And, you know, I just kind of, whatever moments in our past, it's so easy to just coast by and just kind of stuff it somewhere. And it reminded me of just recently I'd been with some guys praying, and about something totally unrelated, I said, hey, can we pray? And the guy was like, yeah, let's pray, you know? And so I closed my eyes, and literally something we weren't even praying about, God just brought me back to this moment in my childhood. And my friends started just asking me questions about that. And I was like stunned that I was actually back at this very shameful moment. As my friend was just guiding me and asking me questions, he was like, God's there, where is he, you know? And I kind of look in the corner, you know, in my imagination in that moment that God brought me to, and I just see Jesus come out of the shadow with a heart in his hand, you know? And I realized that that day my heart was broken, but he wanted to give me my heart back. And what that did for me, I can't even like say how much it did, but I just know that I had been carrying things that I had no idea that I needed redeemed and healed from my past. And I saw that, wow, God's not only there in our darkness, in the shameful moments. He wants to redeem our moments. He wants to replace the lies with the truth. And what, you know, the fact that a broken heart that I've carried, I didn't even know I had. You know, it wasn't like I was like, I have a broken heart, God, would you give it back? He was like, no, your heart was broken that day, and I want you to have it back. Here's who you are. Let me remind you of who you are. And so that's the most amazing thing. He's not just with us. He's like, he wants to like make it right. He wants to show that, man, what he can do with the shame and the all the dark moments that we carry.
And this is how the song Wanted came to be. And I know that there's people listening right now who've gone through such tremendous rejection that it's severed your heart and you've been stuffing it back. Because this is something that I've done. It's something that you did. You didn't even know. There's things that sometimes we don't even know we've gone through, but yet it's affecting every part of us. And I love how the Father puts a finger on it. Let me tell you this, guys. When God puts a finger on something in your life, and maybe you need to, there's some things in your heart you need to take to Him, but this is what He's doing. He's singing over you. What you see of yourself is not how He sees you. He sees you in the way He created you, not damaged by what that person did to you, not by what that words. No matter how small the rejection, how big the rejection, the heart of Father God, which Jesus came, He came to bring us back to the Father, was so that He can remove the blockages in our heart so that we can receive His goodness and receive His love. Know this. You're wanted. You have a purpose. There is a book written about you in heaven before you ever came to earth. All the plans of God, the enemy wants to use the brokenness of your life to keep you from fulfilling that, but God wants to heal you so that you can fulfill every page that God has for you. It's not too late. You're wanted. You're not abandoned. You're accepted. You're not rejected. You are welcome. He made a way for you to come to him. This is not you trying to get to God. It's actually him getting to you.